Hi there, this is Tracy. Happy Sunday. I'm sitting here in my beautiful prayer spot overlooking the Rocky Mountains, and I just finished church and I wanted to discuss. Last week we talked about fear, and I have a lot of fear in my life this week. I actually made a video, which I don't think I've posted yet, about a fear that came over me yesterday while I was attending a large event. And I think that what we have to understand is that we all have fear. Fear is something that protects us, and I don't think that we should ever try to give up on our fear. I don't think that we should ever belittle fears that come to us, because they are here for a reason. They are here to protect us. And if we look at our fears and we take a very hard look, today in church we had to take a white card and write our fear down, and the pastor came around the room and I was sitting in the front row, and he asked everyone to tell the church what they were afraid of. And a bunch of people went before me, and I finally found it inside. I found the courage to say my fear, and my fear was that I was so afraid yesterday that my abuser was going to be at a large public event that I was at. And saying that I have an abuser in front of 300 people in my church was definitely hard. And their point is that God is here to help us with our fears, and to ask for us to ask what exactly God wants us to do with this fear. And I don't want to turn into a religious preacher here, because this is about narcissism and the things that have happened in our life. When you look at fear, I encourage you to take a little note card, write it down, ask yourself, what exactly is it about that that makes you afraid? What would happen if that happened? What would happen to you? How would your life be changed if that fear came true? If your fear is about money and you're afraid that you're not going to have enough, what would happen if you didn't have enough? Would you scale down? Would you live a different way? Would you find some way to solve that? If you don't face the fears, you're never going to be able to conquer them. Because the more we think about the fear, the more power we give to it. And in order to kind of make that fear go away, we have to grab it, accept it, and understand it in order to kind of diagnose what's going on here. The topic today was beginning with fear, because that's where we ended last week, but it was really about bravery. And bravery is something that we choose. We choose to be brave. I choose to raise my hand in the front row and tell 300 people that I've been abused. A lot of people that I know, friends, are talking to me about my YouTube channel that I'm making here on narcissist abuse. And sorry, my glasses are too loose. And they're talking about it as career suicide, because I am a marketer. And I'm pretty easily Googled, and I talk all over the state for marketing things. I talk for LinkedIn and social media, any kind of business application. I speak at WordPress camps, and so when you Google my name, I'm up there. And now that I'm putting this narcissist support out there, they're like, you should have created a separate channel. You should have like done something different. And I think the bravery for me is using my voice, using the gifts that I have been given to help others. And by standing up and telling my story and acknowledging that I have been abused and I don't know what the hell happened, it gives hope to others. And so while it may be career suicide to have a narcissist YouTube channel in my name, I'm not changing it. I'm being brave. I think that God has put me out here to do the work, to help people. And I know that I feel like I'm helping them, and I hope that you can find some grace and some hope in what I say. But it's also about healing for myself. It's not necessarily healing that I need approval from anybody. When we talk about bravery, it's not easy for anyone. A child going into kindergarten for the first time, a family with their husband going off to war. We all have to be brave in different ways, and we're going to have to be brave all the way through our life. It's not going to be just that one time. It's not going to be the first time we ask a girl to dance at the junior high prom. We are going to have to be brave over and over. And if we look at this experience, this narcissistic abuse and this son of a bitch or just plain bitch that has done something to us unfairly, unjustified, they've come and they've hurt us. We have to be brave. We have to pull ourselves out, and no one else can do that for us. Education, oh yes, education is totally the way to do it. It's going to help us become stronger, become much more, what's the word, enabled. We're going to enable ourselves to never have this happen again. So when you look at bravery, it's something that we choose. But when you've been abused, beaten, lied to, your Geiger counter of trust is totally warped, totally disabled. And so being brave is even harder. You can do it. I know you can. Turn your awareness up. How can you be brave in this situation? Write down those fears and just take small baby steps. How can you be brave to help yourself? Men and women before us have been so brave, and they triumph. This is just another test. This is just another place where we have to find ourselves. Inside, deep inside, we have to find this hope and this courage and this dignity, this grace. I love grace. I love that word. Fear is never easy, but being brave is the solution. So, you know, arm up, write down what you're afraid of. I know we've been hurt. I have been hurt. You have been hurt unfairly, unjustly, and we have to know that our abusers will get theirs, not from us, but from above. This is something that they have to live with. They will never be happy, but we're given that chance to be happy again. The question is, were you brave for staying? Yes. Mm-hmm. You were brave. You might not even known you were abused, but you were brave enough to endure abuse. And if you look at that, were you brave enough for leaving? Maybe it wasn't your choice, but leaving is such a brave action. Now, the next step. Moving on. Moving on and accepting it. Don't hide it. I'm not hiding it. I just announced in front of a whole church. And it will set you free. Taking back your life takes bravery. No creature, no bunny rabbit. I just saw one. I'm going to put the little picture of him at the end. No creature doesn't have fear. But it's the brave ones that get rewarded. Peace out. That's all I got. The fear that I wrote down on my little white card at church today was that I am afraid of going to public places where my abuser might be. He abused me. He lied. He cheated. He risked my life. And yet, I am the victim, and I'm the one that has the fear. I would do anything not to ever see him again. Unfortunately, we don't live that far from one another. So, for now, I don't go to street fairs. I don't go places where he might be. That's my protection. But I also have to learn to be brave and not let him, not let what he did control my life. If I want to go somewhere, I need to be brave. I need to face it. Making these YouTube videos is certainly a bravery thing for me, coming out of the closet, sort of speak, and talking about what I've been learning, trying to help others. It does take bravery. And I think we can all do it. I think we can all be brave together.